This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to do something, but the determination is following through with that, what we need to be able to finish what we do. And a lot of times we don't realize how important both of those things are, because without one or the other, we can't see through to our goals, our desires, and the things that we need to create. You know, whether it's success, creating success in our life, whether we're working on our career or getting a better start in our life or working on one area of our life that just doesn't seem to work out right. You know, a lot of times we have that one thing that's holding us by the wayside, is holding us down, is pulling us down like quicksand, whether it's our health, our family dynamic, marriage, our career, no matter what it is, it's getting in the way of us living our true life and doing what we need to do. You know, another thing is that a lot of us are actually putting ourselves into situations that are self-sabotaging. We're creating self-sabotaging behaviors, and in those behaviors, we're actually making ourselves very unhealthy, whether it's drinking, whether it's overeating, whether we're smoking, addiction, and all that. We're going to be talking about that throughout this entire hour because this is important, because we want you to be successful. That's the entire platform for this show, is to help you be successful in all areas of your life and to really be able to grasp that reality. Joining us today on the show, Reggie Harvey is in studio with me. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient, and he knows the difference between determination and motivation, and he has a specific perspective on that. Joining us by phone, Dr. Lisa Leal. Dr. Lisa with a Z. She's an amazing physician, and one of the greatest things about Dr. Lisa is that she understands really about motivation. She understands about determination. She understands how to get from one point to the other point and make it happen. She's created a wealth of knowledge in her life, created some really amazing things for her clients and her patients, because she's actually walked the walk and talked the talk. And so both of the folks on the radio today, including myself, have been there, done that, and we're helping other people to do it as well. Joining us by phone, Dr. Lisa. Dr. Lisa, how are you doing today?
Doing great. Trust everybody out there is looking forward to this next hour with us.
I believe so. I mean, I think that between you, myself, and Reggie, we're going to have a really amazing perspective on this. So, you know, let's talk about determination. Let's talk about motivation. First, what is motivation to you, Dr. Lisa?
Motivation is what helps get you started. You know, a lot of us, I encourage everybody to dream, and then I always share with my nieces and my family and my grandchildren that when you dream, I'll ask them, well, what's your dream? And then I'll say, okay, can we take that a next step? Dream bigger. And then I'll try and pull it to the third step, because if we dream big, we put something into our heart, and I take that from a biblical perspective, is that there are promises that God placed inside of us, and we have to have that discussion and that excitement to be able to move forward. So motivation is where the dream starts, and determination is what helps you finish what you started.
And I think that's so powerful, because I think many of us haven't really realized how important both of those are, because we all know what happens if we have one or the other. We're not going to be able to follow through with what we need to actually execute.
Absolutely. And execution, you know, I always share with people, it's not, they'll get upset because, oh, I didn't do it just right, doc. And I'm like, it's not about doing it just right. We learn through the process. This is a process of a journey. And a lot of times I'll share with everyone, it's like, it's okay to fail forward. The key is to keep moving forward, just like the light bulb. They didn't do it in one experiment. It was 5,000 experiments later. And same thing with medication, nutrition, the habits that we do each day, is that we want to live a better life, and we learn that by taking steps forward. Sometimes it might be a step, two steps forward and one step back. The key is that we learn something to do better on the next step. That's determination. Keep moving.
I thought it was interesting right before we started the show, Reggie, you were talking about, you know, the differences and how a lot of times people get these wrong. And when they get them wrong, they're unable to achieve their goals.
Yeah, I call it casual accuracy in the practice of using vocabulary and communicating orally to others and to yourself, actually. So when you don't pay close attention to the words you're actually thinking and or using and don't make the differentiations between them, you can screw everything up and confuse the people that are trying to help you. Dr. Lisa, I'm glad to have an opportunity to meet you. And I'm so happy that you're talking about motivation the way you did and about dreaming bigger. Because when I had to figure out how to survive renal failure, in my mind, of course, I've never had to do this before, and I'm like, oh, gosh. Not only did I need to find a way to motivate myself, I needed to find a way to motivate the healthcare providers who were trying to assist me. And one of the things I figured out early is I didn't want to just survive. Don't just keep me alive and breathing. I needed to improve. I needed them to know I was here for the long haul, and I wasn't going to succumb to conventional wisdom. We're going to do something different. And
oh, Reggie, yes.
And if you tell me to
take
something, believe me, I took it, and I took it consistently. And I had to wait for about a month or two before all the different specialists' lab work proved that their assumptions originally were wrong about what had happened to me and what got me in this instance. I was not an intravenous drug user, for instance. And my body reacted to the treatments within a year, especially my, the viruses that had been attacked, and my the doctor that was the specialist on that. I went undetectable in both viruses in a month. She said, I've been practicing for 25 years, and I've never seen this happen. This should take at least a year to get to undetectable. So they knew there was something screwy about the situation. But by being consistent, i.e. being determined, I convinced them I wasn't the typical patient. And then they started telling me about possible treatments, different things that they never got to bring up to other patients. And they got me to this point where nobody even knows I'm sick, you know. And so that whole thing about being motivated to motivate them as well as me, and then being consistent and determined to get there.
Dr.
Reggie, you're absolutely right. Words are powerful.
Dr. Lisa, real quick, before we continue, I'd like you just to tell a little bit of your background story for some folks that might have not have caught the show last week. You know, Reggie has this amazing story of what I call heroic, but you do too. Tell a little bit about your story real quick so people know that you've actually been there before.
Well, very much like Reggie, it's not about learning to survive. It's learning to thrive. Whether conventional medicine understands what you're sharing, the key is to find the right doctor. And a little bit about my story, everyone, is that, you know, I'm a physician. I'm about to turn 51. And during my time when I was a medical student going into residency, I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. Within 6 months, I was in a wheelchair. I went through liver and kidney difficulties with the 13 different medications that I was taking in order to survive. And they basically told me, hey, doc, find something else to do. And I knew that God had a different plan for me, and that's where dreaming comes in so big. It's about your subconscious and your superconscious, which I strongly believe in, is that we got to feed our minds with the right words so that we don't only survive, we learn to thrive.
And that's the thing, too, is that a lot of us are just trying to survive. And I get that, and I understand that. But when we come from that perspective, it's hard for us to pull out of that mindset. You know, it's like what is surviving to us, but what is thriving? How would you define thriving, by the way?
Take that moment of, I'm going to say, whatever person's darkest hour is, and take it and optimum environment. You know, everybody says, you know, your best life now. What about your optimum life? take it to that next level. You know, I was sharing a little bit ago about your self-conscious, your subconscious, and your superconscious. It's feeding your mental attitude. Maybe you have to do a little brain surgery to do it. You might need to put sticky notes on the mirror and the door right by your keys to remind you of where you want to go. This goes back to goal setting. A lot of people will say, oh my goodness, you know, we're goal setting again. Ashley, I have spoken in front of 150 CEOs of hospitals, and I'll ask them, okay, how many of you have your goals with you? And out of that 150, there was only two that actually could say, here are my goals. I was devastated because these are the people that are leading the hospitals at this time and age. They should have goals because we need to have a healthcare that we are all proactive and that we get to help partner with our doctors, just like Reggie did. He was looking to partner with the right doctor. I've had patients that it wasn't 2 months, it took 18 months to find the diagnosis, and that's with something that was actually implanted in their heart in order to find arrhythmias. The key is to keep looking, keep searching, keep moving forward, and hey, by the way, hashtag keep moving. And it's about having the mindset to learn and turn to the next optimal place where you want your life to be, which means, everyone, you got to put a little work into it. It's not just sitting there. It's not just meditating on it. It's also taking action. Make the plan. Take the action.
And I think the interesting part is first creating that plan, and I think that's where a lot of us fall short. Is it's like the idea of the New Year's resolutions, right? That's why they don't hold water. It's because it's a great idea. We have the thought, but we don't have the action behind it.
It's a great idea, and when patients come in, I always say, let's start with something simple. Let's just start with nutrition. And the first two, I'll always share with them from an anti-inflammatory, because as we know, inflammation causes disease conditions. Inflammation causes problems with our mood. Inflammation causes us to be tired, all of these different things. So I'll share with them, let's take it really simple. Let's do one or two steps out of an anti-inflammatory nutritional plan. First two, don't smoke, and the other one, don't drink alcohol. Well, doc, I really want to be able to continue doing that. And then you try to work with them and negotiate for their life, and they don't even realize that they're affecting their life. So you have to take baby steps. And once we reach that, and maybe we reach other parts, which I'll always share, the other three parts of that is no sugar, no carbs, and no dairy. Well, doc, do you understand I'm over 50 or over 40, and I crave carbs every night? Well, we have options for that, and the latest one that a lot of people know about is exogenous ketones.
Exactly, and we're going to talk all about that here later on in the hour because, you know, I realize that there's certain things that we need to feel better, and I've realized also that one of the biggest things that I need is like B6, B12, and I've realized the impact of those on my brain, on my body. Many of us have brain fog. Many of us are walking around, you forgot where you lost your keys, where you left your keys, you're not feeling good, you're not having the energy, and we're going to talk about that later on in the hour. Reggie's here in studio. Dr. Lisa with a Z is joining us by phone. Also, don't forget to check out Art for Your Cause, artforyourcause.com, where the artist and the charity come together. You know, it's amazing when artists create these amazing works, right? And they're amazing pieces of art. But how do we really connect that with the charity that can actually get money from the sale of the art piece, but also how the artist can get paid as well and keep their royalties? Also, don't forget to check out the Connection app. Go to theconnectionapp.com, where couples can learn better ways of being more successful in their marriage on a constant basis and really changing their lives forever, because we have to work on our marriage as well. We're also going to be offering some great deals here later on in the show and some information that you can use every single day to really work on that motivation, that determination, and even some other things that will actually help you with your energy and your overall mindset and health. So stay tuned. We'll be talking more about that. And don't forget, we'll be talking about that and how you can work with your whole life right now with motivation and determination and live your true life perspective with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry, you can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about determination. We're talking about motivation. You need motivation to get started with something, but you need determination to finish it through. Reggie Harvey is in the studio with me, the author of Anatomy of a Patient, joining us by phone, Dr. Lisa Leal, Dr. Lisa with a Z. Dr. Lisa, you know, we've been talking about determination and motivation, and we've been talking about how to create successes that way. You know, if somebody's standing in a place right now where they feel like, okay, if I just do this, if I just get up earlier, if I just sleep longer, if I just do some reading at night, if I just work to lose weight, if I just create this healthy diet, and they're motivated to do it, what are some thoughts right now to really kind of push that over the edge to make that a reality?
So some of the very quick, easy things are, you know, getting up earlier, you know, just 10 to 15 minutes earlier to get started and maybe motivate and meditate on your day and what you need to do. Sleeping a little bit longer, you know, a lot of the average Americans sleep only 6 hours. Are you making it to 6 hours? Are you able to sleep through the night? And one of the, just to add one more, is read something. Have a devotional, a motivational quote. Just research and take the time to learn for looking out for something that's going to help lift you up and motivate you.
I think that's powerful. You know, we've been talking about that in the studio, Reggie. What's one thing that you think is, out of what Dr. Liza was talking about, that's just so powerful that might have helped to change your life as well?
Well, you have to learn how to commit to the change and accept, aggressively accept the new experiences that you're going to have with what I call the new normal. And your new normal can change every day. But what do I mean by commit? When they finally figured out how to treat the peculiarities that were leading to my renal failure, which took them another 3 months, so I'm scared of the idea, Dr. Liza, that you said sometimes it can take 18 months. But one of the things...
The key is to never quit.
Exactly. I was told that there were certain food chemical things that I could no longer ingest. And every month my body was going through different changes because of the kidney failure. Kidneys do 19 or 20 things other than just clean your bloodstream. And they're really responsible for, correct me if I misspeak, please. They're really responsible for a lot of chemical monitoring and regulation throughout the body. So when they stop working the right way, they stop monitoring correctly, and your organ functions start to shift. So it's a domino effect. So one of the important things was, you know, they told me I could no longer drink beer. Wine was cool, but don't drink beer. I can't drink milk. I can't eat bananas. I can't eat a lot of tomatoes. I can eat them, but I can't eat a lot. So it seems like it's simple, but the toxins accumulate in your body and if you aren't committed to making the change to give something up, you need to learn how to give something up. It's not literally giving something up. It's an opportunity to discover new things, new foods, plant diets, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Reggie, exactly. I was going to share, you know, the kidneys are, you know, it's very crucial functions that it does for our body. It maintains our fluid balance. It regulates and filters minerals from our blood. It filters our waste materials from what we ingest, medications as well. And the important part of the kidney is that we have to keep it healthy. And in order to keep healthy, we might change a little bit about our dietary and nutritional habits, and I share with patients, this is the time to find out what we can. Concentrate on what we can do, not on what we can't.
So true. When we return, we'll be talking more about how you can really implement motivation and determination. We'll be talking about things that you can do, even things health-wise, even supplements that you can take, and various things that are really going to get you kick-started, because that's what this is all about, right? We really want to motivate ourselves, and we want to really go with the momentum. The momentum is so powerful, and when we go with momentum, we can achieve anything as long as we focus on the prize. So stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, Dr. Liza, and Reggie. We'll be back this time. Be back this time in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look. The other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump toured a neighborhood reduced to rubble in a Tennessee tornado earlier this week and talked about what he saw.
This is real devastation, like you'll never see, hopefully again. This was about as big a tornado as you can have. It was 50 miles long, which is extraordinarily long, and a very wide one. And you see what's happened. We saw it from the helicopter very well.
President Trump was met on his arrival by Tennessee Governor Bill Lee and U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn. While he was there, he had a message for the survivors.
We love them. They're special people. It's an incredible place, incredible state, tremendous heart. Already you see people rebuilding.
The Tennessee death toll stands at 24 from a pair of storms. Such trips have become familiar for the president, who has visited numerous scenes of disaster and tragedy after hurricanes, mass shootings, and wildfires during the past 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about determination and motivation. They're two different things, and a lot of times we don't realize that they're two different things. They sound kind of similar, and we feel like, well, you know, we got one, we don't really need the other, but we do. Joining me in studio today, here in the studio, Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the author of Anatomy of a Patient, and joining us by phone, an amazing physician out of Houston, Dr. Lisa Leal, and it's Dr. Lisa with a Z. You know, Dr. Lisa, you know, we've been talking about motivation and determination, so, you know, where do we need to be at right now? You know, for everybody that's listening to the show, whether they're listening here, or they're listening on USA Radio Networks, or they're watching on FaceTime, what do we need to know to begin this journey?
Well, one of the things I always share with people is think about some of the small victories, what it was that made you decide to get started. You know, sometimes it's about just getting started. Sometimes it's not about the scale. It might be, hey, I just feel better. More energy, and I'm not having brain fog while I'm helping them with their homework. It's the little victories that lead to a long, sustained determination, and we have to look at those.
And those little victories are interesting, too, because a lot of times we discredit those, and those are the ones that we don't see the value in. And I think those, the little ones, you take one, you take another one, you keep putting that together, that's the real change, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, now having lost, you know, almost 100 pounds, I was 204 pounds, you know, I'm rocking it at 133. When I got started, I had to remember, I was in a wheelchair. I could do 2 minutes on the bicycle, and I would do 2 minutes, two segments, with about a 20-minute break, because it not only hurt and painful, it was just so hard to do. And when I moved up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I can ride a bicycle now for an hour. It didn't start overnight. We have to take that small victory and the courage to keep trying at it, to complete it, and then feeling victorious over it. That's what helps you to thrive.
That's so true. Now, let me ask you, when it came to dietary, because I know that exercise is so important, but a lot of times we'll do one and not the other. For example, you know, somebody told me the other day, they said, well, I'm vegan, but I'm smoking. And I'm like, well, that doesn't really count each other out. You know what I mean? It's a great idea that you're vegan, but you're still smoking a pack of cigarettes a day. That's kind of not good. But what really pushed you over in a positive way when it came to health and nutrition?
The thing that pushed me forward was that I wanted to make a difference, not only in my own life. I knew that if I couldn't take care of myself, there was no way I should be giving any advice out to patients. So it was really taking a hard look and saying, how can I learn to be better? And that's where small changes started coming. And I'll share with you that being courageous is asking for help, and that's what I did, is that I sought out help. And that's where Dr. Duncan Folds came into my life, who is my business partner here at Meridian Medical Dental, Meridian Health Institute. And we have created a head-to-toe taking care of the person, the family, the community by making small changes and being the example to inspire others to do the same.
And that's what's powerful, and I think all of us have gone through these small changes. I've done a lot of things in my life, whether it was changing my diet, whether it was changing my routine. I took my life into my own hands. I had the same thing. I had a condition that nobody, I had the same type of health issue where when I was born, nobody knew what it was. And so I was in the hospital for 300 days out of the year, and it really plagued me the good part of my first 25 years of my life. And one of the things that I realized, though, is that I couldn't keep, and Reggie's voice is as well on the show, you couldn't keep listening to everybody else tell you what not to do or what to do. You had to start making these changes, and you had to start motivating yourself to say, I might not see the difference in a week. I might not see the difference in 2 weeks. I might be in a lot of pain to make this happen, but I'm going to motivate myself, and I'm going to determine to put my eye on the prize to make this happen no matter what. And I think that's when we talk about getting over, like, you know, against all odds. When we see these shows and you see somebody that is against all odds to do it, it's not because it looked easy. It was actually quite the opposite, but it was that determination within your heart, within your gut, to make you make that change.
Be victorious with the choice. Be victorious by saying, hey, I had courage to do this. Because a lot of times it's very difficult to say, should I have ice cream? Should I have a cookie? Or should I have something like strawberries? That's a choice. And when we open the refrigerator, we make choices. And that's a choice. Be victorious. Be courageous. Take the strawberries.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting, too. I think a big thing, too, is just to isolate your thoughts and what's right for you instead of listening to the popular information, the media. We are a media here, an outlet here, but we're a psychologically helpful media. We're a spiritual guiding media. We're here to help you. We're here to take the guesswork out of stuff. But I think that when you're looking at the ads and you start getting engrossed in what everybody else is doing, it might not be the best for you. And I've realized that the simplest thing is best. I've realized that when I eat, the cleaner it is, the best. When I eat only foods that were created by an animal, by a plant, right? I'm not sitting there, you know, eating tortillas and doing all this stuff, right? I'm not eating man-made stuff. When I take the right types of vitamins, and I have to sit there and question it, and I have to determine what the right milligram dosage is for me, and when should I take it? Do I need to take it morning, night? I need to look at the exercise routine as well and what's next, and all of these combine in those little small things that we do. Okay, I'm going to work out. I'm going to do cardio 3 times a week, 30 minutes a day, and I'm going to start there, and then I'm going to move from there.
Exactly. It's making some choices. And part of making those choices, we might have some struggles. I know I had struggles with my carb cravings in the evening after a long day. You know, I would have gone for the tortilla. I like those types of things. However, I also know with knowing inflammation, I could not do inflammation anymore. You know, you look at all the, you know, there's more than 20 types of arthritis. Gout is one of them. I know there's a gentleman who has asked about that. Thank you for your question. And it's all about taking charge of what you're placing into your body. Your body truly is a temple. So start with small things. Start with, how can I decrease my carbs? For me, exogenous ketones have made a huge difference in my life, and you know, here at Meridian, we vet products from all over the world, and MCM Nutrition has been an affordable price. It has been great tasting, and it's something that we've taken every day. And I'm very blessed, Ashley, because it's not only that I'm doing it, my husband does it, my family does it, my extended family, my bonus family does it. We're all doing it together. And, you know, it's kind of funny because we enjoy looking at different recipes and finding out, you know, who did what with the zoodles, so that we are together staying healthy, because on the weekends we enjoy each other and we want to be happy, healthy, be on the water, looking towards the summer, having the energy for those grandkids, because I promise you they are on the go, and we have to have the clarity to do those types of things. So not only does it decrease the brain fog, it decreased the carb craving, and the third part was that it helped to decrease my weight. So it was a win-win all the way around.
So does it help you, like, so erogenous ketones, can you explain? Because I think a lot of folks are out there going, hey, if it helps you lose weight or belly fat or whatever, you were all in, how does it do that?
So exogenous ketones work through telling the liver and the body what to burn. Our body, when we consume glucose, goes through 23 steps in order to make energy. However, if we start using our inner fuel, which is our fat fuel, our ketone fuel, we do that in 3 steps. So let's think of this as a fireplace. If your body is a fire and it's on fire and it's burning, you know that in the wintertime we have the fireplace burning and every now and then we hear a pop. Well, the pop is okay as long as it stays in the fireplace and it doesn't go outside the fireplace and end on the, up on the carpet. That wouldn't be a good thing. So by burning through just a few steps, utilizing your ketone energy, your keto energy, your fat fuel energy, you're helping your body to do and to be very exact, which means it decreases inflammation. And by decreasing inflammation, we help to keep the predispositions of genetic factors that all of us are born with. However, some people in our family may have it, and if you look at their diet and you look at our diet, it's very different. So diet does matter. It does help your future. And at 51, I want to be there for my grandkids. And I know that everyone wants to be there for the next generation. And our legacy is to help to inspire others to be healthy by making good choices. And exogenous ketones has just been one of those tools that have made a big difference in our lives.
Let me ask you a question. I have a tendency of craving sugar. Okay, like right now, I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. I had some Easter bunny candy corn. Okay.
Don't do it.
And it was so good. And I'm like dreaming about this Easter bunny candy corn. I mean, I love candy corn. No matter if you make it a Halloween or Christmas reindeer corn or whatever name you put on it and color you put in there, I want it. And so why is it that I'm over here dreaming about candy corn or dreaming about donuts right now when I'm on the mic? Tell me why I'm doing this, because I got to stop, because when I eat too much of that, literally, I get blotchy. My hands get blotchy. My skin gets blotchy. I look like I had a breakout. Why is that? I mean, even your feet hurt when you eat too much of this. What is going on?
So we have to remember that sugar is an addiction, and it goes to the brain, and it tells me more, more, more. However, that part of the brain which controls our mood, it controls our energy level, it's telling us we want it, and we might eat sugar, but you know what? After you do it, aren't you a little tired and you want to take a nap?
Mm-hmm.
And if you eat protein and you eat the good vegetables and all the good things, you have the mental clarity and you have the energy because you're feeding the brain and all of its pathways that it has, and it goes through a cycle that's going to burn good fuel. By burning good fuel, we have clarity, energy, and hey, some of the ladies, we don't have hot flashes. That's also a plus.
So let me ask you a question. So if I'm over here dreaming about candy corn, if I take these erogenous ketones, like if I just mix it up in some water, right? If I take this, will that craving go away over a period of time or immediately?
Yes, because the liver is turning your acetylcholine enzyme into ATP through your ketones instead of the sugar. So sugar, you've got to burn. Remember how I said it's multiple steps. So you need more and more in order for you to have a little bit of energy, but it's what I would call a dirty energy. And the ketones are what I would call a pure energy because you're going through just a few steps. And by taking those few steps, you have so much more energy to do the other things that you love. And it works on the brain by blocking a receptor that says go instead of take a nap. It's all brain chemistry. If you looked at a CT or an MRI scan, that area lights up with addiction when it comes to sugar, or if it comes to an addiction through drugs or alcohol. There are receptors in our brain that want to be snapped into, and we have to teach those receptors a different pathway. That's why I always say it's kind of like doing brain surgery. You're not only creating a better mental motivational thought to do the right things, you're also helping the brain to connect to the cytokines, the ligands, all this different chemistry that floats into our body to go on a pure pathway to existence and fortitude and your future to have a healthy body.
I have one more question before, because our last segment is going to be us three talking about our golden nuggets of inspiration for motivation and determination. But I have one last question in this segment. A lot of women that I know are they love white wine. Okay, they're white wine drinkers. It's not necessarily they like the wine. I'm wondering, is it the sugar that they're craving? Is that part of the deception when it comes to these types of these beverages? And is that another way of like trying to get that sugar? Because what I found is like when I go to a meeting or it's late night, you know, I get like a glass of wine and it gives me that sugar high, and it keeps me awake. Is that something that we're also going for too in a different way?
Yes and no. Because here's the thing. There are some white wines that are made with high sugar, and there are some that are made very keto-friendly or macro-friendly, whichever dietary lifestyle we want to place on that. So the key is read the labels. It's just like when you go to the store and you're reading the labels. I encourage, no matter what your choices are, read the labels. Choose a better choice. You know, for me, I would share from an anti-inflammatory, again, no smoking, no alcohol. But if you're going to choose something, read the label, look at a low-carb wine.
Well, we'll have to add some of those here on the Facebook Live. Let people know, because I haven't found those before. But we'll be talking about that when we return. We'll be giving our golden nuggets of information. Dr. Lisa with a Z, Reggie in studio here. We'll be talking about how to really implement that motivation and that determination and how to really set that off. You know, I think one of the last things I want to talk about really quick is just, you know, thinking about this, guys, it takes so many things. And the reason why this show is so powerful is it takes a village. You know, I don't know everything, and I know what I know. And so I'm bringing in experts that know what they know. And it's something that I don't have to go down that path. I can understand it. I can facilitate a way to have that. And that's what this show is so powerful, is we bring in the experts that can really understand, can really point out the knowledge and the direction that we can go, and so we're not over there forging in the dark. If you haven't already, check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com, artforyourcause.com, where the artist and the charity connect. It's a win-win situation. Artist gets paid for their work. The charity gets a donation. Also thanking Liz Linden. Liz is the CEO of Art for Your Cause, and she is a sponsor of the show as well. The Connection app, check out that. Go to theconnectionapp.com. You can download it and live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in 2 shakes.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking motivation and determination. We have Dr. Lisa Leal, Dr. Lisa with a Z. We have Reggie Harvey here in studio. Right now, we're going to give our golden nuggets of information to really help you push forward. So, Reggie, I ask you to begin with your golden nuggets for today's show.
So we've been talking about determination and dreaming big and embracing the changes that we claim we want, educating ourselves, figuring out what works for us, asking questions. The thing that goes along with determination is commitment, long-term commitment, and consistency. If you do this kind of thing, consistency, Dr. Lisa, you know more about this, but the body comes with a self-maintenance program. So once you do this brain surgery that you talked about and you stop putting bad things in your system and you get your body to the point where it can start to function like it's supposed to, it's amazing the other ailments that we normally mask with painkillers and stuff like that. You don't need those things anymore. So consistency will bring you untold rewards.
Totally powerful, Reggie. Consistency is key. Dr. Lisa, Your thoughts on the golden nuggets for today's show?
I encourage everybody to have their own dopamine surge, which is what Reggie was talking about, is that, you know, the consistency of making it happen is that you got to take the time to pat yourself on the back saying, hey, you are doing the best that you can at that moment. And it's a learning process all along the way. Think of the, just think of a word that helps to inspire your day, helps to inspire your year, and it's a learning process to learn to thrive. It's not something that happens all of a sudden. Sometimes you have to fake it to make it. A lot of people have heard that. And the reason we say that is that we have to teach our brain what that feels like, and that's the dopamine surge.
That's powerful. You know, I think that all of us here in studio really have been through a lot in our lives. And, you know, Reggie, Dr. Lisa, and I think this is what's so powerful about it, and being able to come from the other side and be able to, you know, to tell the tale. And that's the thing that I think is interesting, because we can hear people tell us what to do that haven't had to do it. We can hear people's stories, but it didn't really matter. You know, I mean, it was great, but there wasn't a need to jump over this huge mountain and hurdle. And it's great when you hear people talking about it, like, esoterically or theoretically. But if somebody's talking about something theoretically, can you really listen to that? Or do you need to take the word from somebody that's done it and go through it and walk the walk? And that's the difference here. And that's the one thing that I really find is so powerful about this message, and we've been going on for almost 9 years now, is because, you know, it's all about finding people that have walked the walk that are still here to talk the talk, right? That's what we're talking about. And so next week, you know, we'll be talking more about, you know, the next direction on how to build from this, how to build from the motivation, how to build from the determination, how to take that to the next level. You know, some secret tips and tricks that you can do, some things that you can take, some beliefs that you can have. We're going to keep building on this, okay? You know, Dr. Lisa will be joining us again next week as well. And that's the key, is that it's a family of direction. And so the last things that I'd like to state is, one, create it, believe it, take it in. Accept it. See it. Motivate yourself with that. Maybe you need to put up a picture of it. Maybe you need to really visualize and meditate on what it looks like. And then being able to have that willpower and determination to make it happen. And it's about consistency is key. And it's about adhering to your plan no matter what. And sometimes we have to really look at ourselves and see, hey, how valuable am I? Am I valuable enough to do this, even if it's not the coolest thing? Am I valuable enough, even if it's not something that everybody else is doing? Is it okay for me to be consistent and do this because I'm valuable enough to see it through? And so the one thing that I want to leave you with is to look at yourself and say, hey, I am valuable enough. If you need to get in the mirror and you need to look in that mirror and start smiling in the mirror to start believing your value, start doing it, and look yourself in the eyes and really get in there. Sometimes we gloss over the relationship with ourselves. We become better friends with everybody we meet. We know people more. Even if y'all are single and you're on a dating site, you know more about somebody that you've swiped left or right about than you know about yourself. And it's time to really get real. It's time to really get to know yourself, because if you are valuable, then you owe it to yourself to be successful. And that success could be overcoming smoking. That success could be overcoming obesity. That success could be actually doing what you need to get healthier, to get out of that wheelchair, or to get into that next level of life that you dream about. It's about being consistent. It's about having determination and about having that motivation. Thank you so much, Reggie. Thank you so much, Reggie, for being here and being in studio. Thank you so much, Dr. Lisa, for being here. And just appreciate y'all's phenomenal perspective. We'll be back next week. Don't forget to tune in next week at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. We're here all the time on USA Radio Network. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time, you know it. Be back this time in 3 shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers, sell your work, and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.